The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15, letter number 5775. Tavshin Yud Zayin, it doesn't say. If you notice, we also don't have a Baruch Hashem over here. We don't have anything.
No.
And the Rebbe said, I was shocked yesterday when your brother told me in our discussion, while we were talking, that your father bought a ticket for you to travel by boat. And all of the staff are Jewish people, and it keeps traveling on the Holy Shabbos, which really means that this is a public desecration of the Shabbos of hundreds of Yidden, God forbid. And in addition to that, this is desecrating the name of Hashem in the name of all Jewish people, because they're announcing that this boat and the income, which includes the liris, the money that your father paid, the Jewish people are benefiting. So they're making it sound that this is for the benefit of the Jewish people to making money on a very open desecration of a Chilul Shabbos. And you pay this money and for the work, the work that is prohibited on Shabbos, and it is done on the machinery of the boat through Jewish people, God forbid, and they're doing it openly in front of everybody. So the Rebbe says, how could this be, to go on this boat, which they're desecrating the Shabbos, hundreds of people, and in the name, and the money that is paid is going in for that, and is done in front of everybody. But the Rebbe says there are some people that have no knowledge how these machinery operate as they are today. And they argue opposite, contrary to the facts, which you see practically, that they say that there is no work that desecrates the Shabbos on those boats that are on the route during Shabbos. So the Rebbe is writing to him. The Rebbe says, understood. I said all the above also to your brother. Although I didn't see any benefit to emphasize to him the guilt of his father that sent him this ticket. But since you are with your father, and you are obligated to honor him, so you are obligated for that reason, also in a way of honorable way, based on the command of our Torah, to explain to him the above and to prevent him from such activities in the future. So the Rebbe says, it's obvious that I know that they say in the name of this rabbi that he said that it was okay. But the Rebbe says it's known, the words of the Rosh in Baba Kama, Perik Dalet, Siman Dalet, that in Halacha, the ruling is like Rav when it comes to matters of Isur, and in monetary issues, Halacha is like Shmuel. Because since Shmuel occupied in monetary issues, he knew more than Rav, the Halacha is like him in this area. So all those that you say in their name that they permit the above, so with after asking them forgiven and their honor stays in place, they have no idea how machines work in nowadays. And they are relying on testimony. And this caused this a kill call, this terrible, what's caused through this. The Rebbe is basically saying, I am a boat engineer. I know this, you know. These other people, some people are telling them things which is not true. So therefore, the Rebbe says, the ruling is like me, not like the others. Because, as the Rebbe quotes, the halacha is like the people that have experience. And just like Rav, he was more in business, so he knew business better than Shmuel. That's why the halacha is like him. And the Rebbe is very upset that they're paying money for this Chilul Shabbos, as the Rebbe says. And the Rebbe tells him, you're by your father, you're obligated to try to stop your father from doing these things.